This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, man, Random Order Show, episode 137.
Let the man bite his donut,
No, we'll cut at the right time. Hey, man, listen, this is the Random Order Show, 137. Jermaine Richards, man, I had no choice. You got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Come on, man, the B-Baby in the game, man, I do what I do.
You got Big Sean Smash in the building. Like,
yeah, what's up?
The biggest.
Hey, man, and of course, we got none other, man. The Big A.M. Who all in the building?
Back home.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then we ain't talking Neiman Marcus. Yeah, man. It's been a very wholesome episode, man. We covered all the topics we had to hit.
Cutting edge conversations.
The Everything is F tour.
Noel's Toronto Man Roots.
White Tims.
V-necks.
Necks in general.
Finding your skis.
And of course, that time our dad got absolutely slammed. Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, so why don't y'all do it, man? Drop a 5-star stunner rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not Noel.
That was a good episode, boys.
Locked in, man. You know what it is, man. Merch, more vids and vlogs, man. All on randomorder.org. We locked in, man. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Y'all enjoy this episode. All right.
Boom.
I was about to burp.
That was your last wish.
Let me just get
enjoy
through
this,
it.
Please. Enjoy this.
Amen, man.
Yeah.
Right into it, man. I might got stand for this joint, man. Come on.
I'll stand with you, man. Yeah.
Once in a while, man.
I'ma stay seated.
Once in a while, man. Very special things happen in our lifetime, man. Sometimes you get an episode better than the Waleed episode, man.
Yo, Waleed, suck my
you heard? We got our man Killer Miller in the building.
What's happening?
I came all this way just to say, Waleed, your breath stinks.
And he could have did this on his own platform in his own country. He really has the same gear.
I came here.
Technically, this is his country.
Yeah, welcome back home.
Thanks,
welcome
man. Home. Thank you.
The people may not know.
They don't know.
You don't bang Toronto?
No, I do.
You bang Toronto?
Yeah.
You don't bang Toronto.
When's the last time you bang Toronto?
Bro, I just shot a dude yesterday.
Amen.
He's like, "You're from Vancouver, right?" I said, "Absolutely not."
Oh, man, fresh off a flight. Talk to me, man. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, man, I'm here tonight doing a sold-out show at the Danforth Theater.
Wow.
Amen.
I don't even know Dan.
But we moving forward.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Says here, everything is What does that mean?
I really just, I came out of the tour and I was just like doing so much work and they're like, I'm like, shit. So I just like try to call it something I feel like that everyone's feeling right now. Yeah, and I just kind of stuck with that.
That's pretty good,
That's what's up, man. Y'all heard it here first, man.
I look around and I feel that.
Hell yeah.
Everything's fucked, man. It was probably a nice drive for you Sunday. It was no traffic.
It was a little bit. Slight.
Really?
Slight.
That's fucked. I always wonder if everything was always fucked. Like, I think now, it's kind of a weird time to bring a kid into this world, but I feel like they used to say that shit in the 90s, man.
Yeah, I think it's a different level of
So you think it's a good time to welcome
right
a child?
Now, and in 10 years, it's going to be a different level of so we're going to look back like, man, it wasn't so back then.
She was sweet. Remember the pandemic, nigga? Before we got the chip, nigga.
When the earth is hot as hell, it's like, man, what I would give to go back to a pandemic right now.
Trust me,
What were you doing during lockdown?
Streaming.
What was day one?
Nice.
Day one, you find out everything's
day one.
Dude, okay, all right, so this is what's crazy. So TMG, we had just finished touring. Cody and I were in Australia, and every city we would leave, we'd look at the TV, and it was like we were, like the outbreaks was like trailing behind us.
Wow.
And so Alina, she was like, yo, we need to go home.
Right.
You guys are in Australia while this is unfolding?
Yeah. Wow, y'all was really ducking it.
You could have been Tom Hanks mode, man.
Yeah,
stuck in Australia.
Where in Australia are you when she said we need to go home? Where are you standing?
I
What were you doing?
What were the coordinates?
What was your shirt?
No, man.
I remember we were standing in a green room and we're looking at the TV. And we had just left one of the cities. I'm going to just say Brisbane. And it was like, outbreak, college in Brisbane, 9 cases. And oh, so shit. Every time we left the city, it was like, outbreak, outbreak.
Were you guys the super spreaders?
So, bro.
I'm going to get to that.
Yo, make sure Justin Trudeau does not see this shit.
Yeah, facts, facts.
He's our next guest.
He's going to lock me up.
JT.
JT, get in here.
Justin Timberlake.
Wrong JT, man.
I hate when we put the wrong JT. Fucking city girls, man.
In with the big bro on the way. Three, two, one. Well, let me get one up.
Yeah, we get as many as you need, man.
We were like on our last day, and me and Cody aren't feeling good.
Oh,
we're feeling bad. And Cody straight up has a fever, dog.
Ooh,
all the symptoms.
So we like double mask, and we're thinking we cannot be stuck in Australia.
Yeah.
So we get on that plane, and we're walking on, and Cody's eyes are big as hell. He's just.
Yeah, they got that thermometer. Yeah. It's so intimidating, bro. They just
come far, man.
Come through like Donald Glover in that video.
Yeah, bro, it's bad. Someone pulled up from behind on me once.
Oh, nah.
Sideways. I said, nah, that's
started
too much.
Just me up.
And it hit you in the side of the neck?
Yeah, man. Like, bro, stop. Oh, yeah.
We got you.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, so, and then I was feeling bad on the flight, and I remember sitting there, and I could feel the, you know, just my eyes. Yeah. I felt like my eyes were saying, I'm not good right now.
That's a long one.
Yeah.
You could feel your eyes. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I could feel my eyes. That's how bad I felt. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, no, I know those, your head hurts.
Yes, mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It hurts to look.
So I remember I look across the way to Alina. And I'm feeling horrible. I just kind of lay back. I'm like, yo, it's not good right now. And she's looking back at me like, shut up. Just take this flight home. We need to get home. So, yeah. And then, so day one, she had Amazon primed a bunch of shit. So, like, day one, I was already feeling bad. So, I was just sleeping off a couple days. And then from there, I'm just live on Twitch.
Nice. Yeah, that's what's up.
With a handheld mic.
Yeah. Doing tissues in the nose and shit.
Yeah.
That's what's up, guys.
Yeah.
You guys have all heard about the bug.
I don't have to explain myself. Yeah.
Yo, I was kind of like getting insecure. That was a time you didn't want to have COVID.
Yeah,
you felt like he's like, you get like shunned by people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, oh, you got COVID.
Yeah.
What did you guys do day one lockdown?
He was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in drink. I was like, oh, whoa.
Not bad.
Good timing.
Yeah.
Fine.
You guys talking about back there?
Yeah, literally. I was standing on the stairs, and I was coming upstairs, and I just heard someone on the news saying, oh, my God. Get inside. Don't open your door. I was like, yo, what?
You guys just step outside. Fucking beautiful sunshine and shit. No trace of anything bad.
Dog, I was like, I didn't know how serious it was about to be.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, I was just there.
Yeah.
So right. I was just contemplating staying in Jamaica. If everything is going to be stopped, like the world's done, like for a moment, I just chill right here.
Why not be in the tropics,
Yeah, and they canceled every flight. And then I just started calling airlines saying, like, all right, listen, I got to get home.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word? How's this happening? But Canada was scary, man.
Yeah,
like,
it
was
tough.
I would have rather flew into the States. And Canada was like, they treated it like literally a zombie outbreak. It was like,
yo, scan your butthole at the damn thing. Only one way to be sure. And you know, at the start, they're just trying shit. Like, okay, apparently this is how you know if you got the virus and this. Oh, actually, no, the scientists said not this. So at one point, like, I'm sure there's scanning buttholes.
Yeah, I said, all right.
Well, it was like, this is how the germ spreads from the anus.
You come back from Brisbane?
Protocol. Drop the mask.
Let me see what's going on in there.
Science.
Oh, he's good. 98.
Holy.
I'm just thinking about like a fucking stick with like the fucking temperature at the bottom. They're like, hey man, sit on this.
We're checking prostate temperatures.
99.
Get him.
now they're just doing the deep nose test.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Same thing as fucking getting your ass checked, yeah. Honestly, man.
Yeah, same level.
Same level. Oh, dog. I remember how frustrated I was at one time. We were coming back, and she had to, did it like twice. She's like, I didn't get it.
She fucked it up.
I'm like, that's your fault. Yeah, I'm good now, man. Yeah, that's me saying positive.
Scammy
true. They were like taking, like, some people had to get, like, they would just get you at a border. So, like, some people had to get, like, COVID swabbed up and shit. And some people didn't. And then we're just like, yo, please, please, not us. They took that big, fat pink sticker.
Damn.
Get checked. Now we're in this fucking zigzag line all night and shit. It's miserable.
In a plastic bag tent. Just
It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
We're like, can we just, like, what if we just, like, walked off? And he's like, well, you could do that, but you just have to talk to him. And then a fucking police officer's there with his gat.
Yeah, fucking camera's the real
had
one.
The, you know what I mean? Yeah, the real thermometer.
Yeah.
You don't want that type of heat.
That's the real heat check.
Yeah, for real.
Heat checking temps.
Damn. But enough of that. The world is open.
Yeah, it is.
People are traveling. You're traveling.
I'm around.
House tour, man.
Jinx.
Ooh, Jinx.
Now you got Irish twins.
Hell yeah. Tour's been good, man. I'm obviously tired as hell.
What number tour is this for you?
Shoot. Counting TMG tours.
Damn. That much money.
Been around.
Hold on. No, this is money from touring.
We're actually in the hole.
Who's asking? I've never been on tour ever. Tour what?
IRS's number one watcher from the channel. Number one fan.
This
got him.
This might be like six.
Nice. First stand up tour.
Focus. I did clubs all last year.
Promoting them.
I was just in random clubs, being like, I tell jokes. Anyway, just in between the music. Yeah.
I thought this was the origin story. I thought you were promoting parties at clubs.
Yeah. Come out this Saturday. We got butt shaking and shit. Going up. Kill a Miller for the beaters, man. Y'all know me.
Also, I'm a comedian on the side. Come see me this Friday. Nah, man. I did comedy clubs all last year, and then I'm doing theaters for this one. Mm-hmm. So this is technically my second, like, solo stand-up tour. Been everywhere, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In January, we did, like, all the South. You know, we did, like, Florida, Texas, New Orleans, fucking 3 weeks.
A little racial tension down there.
Everywhere, man.
That was careful.
Yeah. But the South and the Midwest, that's why the comedy's good there. Because the tension is crazy.
You right? Yeah.
So you just cut it open. Cut
that they're not like, are they sensitive over there?
No,
I would say no.
I would say the Midwest is like the most like say whatever. Mm. Like they want to laugh.
Yeah, they'd be saying whatever. So.
Yeah, they definitely be saying whatever.
N word.
Yeah.
All the words
drop it all. Yeah. Damn.
Good morning, Mr. Cracker.
Excuse me. It's good to hear.
No, it must be in the South.
Yeah, dude. Here in the homeland, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had to come out. It's crazy, man. Toronto, I have to say, they treat me like I'm from here. They recognize it.
Wait. Okay.
Yes.
Are you from here?
Yes.
I am.
So what do you mean they treat you like you're from
here? Like, as soon as I said, like, I was born in Toronto.
Yeah.
Like,
as soon as
I announced this, dude.
Yeah.
It was, like, one of the quickest shows to sell out.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, nice.
You keeping up with the Toronto lingo? Wait, when did you leave?
I'm like Toronto by birth, but not, you know.
Oh, technicality.
Yeah. I'm
yeah.
I was born here, and then I left at 3 years old. Then we came back because there was a big-ass earthquake where I grew up in California.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved back here for like a summer. And that was a great summer. Mm. And so, but since then.
Yeah, summer out here is good.
Yeah.
Summer's nice.
I just imagine you saying, like, I left when I was three. Like, a three-year-old is making this choice. You know what I mean?
I don't like where we did this.
Too cold.
I had to do what was best for me. I
had to move on with my life.
I don't know about this GTA. I don't know about GTFO.
I want to get the fuck out, man.
Ayo. Yeah.
So, you spend a lot of time here?
Not really.
You still got family here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I just got to catch up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Word.
Lucky, maybe I just come live here.
Word, for a year.
Do you have a Canadian passport?
Yeah.
Okay,
I got dual.
Sweet.
Nice. You're legit when you come through. You just beat it, nigga.
Hold up,
eat it. Got both, nigga. Which one? Stamp it, nigga.
Oh, wait, I don't have the passport, but I got my birth certificate. I feel like
that's it. Yeah, same shit.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy. Wherever you're, man, I mean,
push my baby out. Out.
You know what I mean?
A sick place. Yeah, you know what I mean? You should be strategic with where you plant your baby and shit.
8 months, catch her flight.
Yeah, just be like, let's just chill right here. Nah, shoot. Yeah, fuck. 8 months?
If you could be a citizen in one more country.
Ooh. Who wants to be a millionaire moment right here? Man,
take your time, man. Take your time.
Shoot.
I don't even know.
Yeah, don't ask me in the guy.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'll probably say fucking. Yeah.
Genuinely curious.
Yeah. Fuck around, say a continent.
Probably Vancouver.
Probably fucking Etobicoke.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's a lot of possibilities.
Kansas. Oh, no. Nah.
I was about to say nice. Nice. Nice.
No, honestly, I'd probably go.
I'll go UK, I think.
So easy.
Yeah, it's like the big three.
Yeah,
big three.
Yeah.
Australia. Yeah.
Oh, I say New Zealand.
New Zealand, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Man, I want to go to New Zealand. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Give it up for all the New Zealanders.
Yeah.
They had no COVID.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
really?
They? Yeah, like zero COVID.
Damn, that, yo, that's
they're
a flex.
Like in festivals and shit.
Yeah.
That's a flex.
New Zealand rappers and shit.
But how did they pull that off?
No one was allowed outside.
Oh, okay. They were at the
day one.
Outside
you seen
country,
The Last
right?
of Us?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, they got wolf spiders. So the universe just said,
wait, what's a wolf spider?
Yeah. Break.
Don't, give these guys a break.
Is that where they get down to shit, wolf spiders?
New Zealand? Yeah, I was about to ask you on your travels, you ever encounter like fucking.
No, Australia's known for the crazy stuff, but we didn't see anything there.
That's great.
Yeah.
You see, nah, you don't want to look at a wolf spider.
I'm looking already.
Right when you kill it, all the babies spread.
Oh, look at the babies come out of it.
I don't like that.
Oh,
and
man.
The babies got babies. I don't like on
this
their
is
beds.
The thing. Have we ever looked at certain animals like we should extinct it?
Ooh. I mean, mosquitoes, we wish, but.
Yeah.
I think
we're working on that. No. I think they got the super mosquito that doesn't. But you reproduce?
You can't just
blank eggs and shit.
Really?
Oh
yeah,
shit!
Yeah. They put that in the wild. They put that out. Yeah.
They
dropped
it?
That.
Hey yo, this Friday, nigga, we got the fake mosquito dropping.
Hey,
y'all look out for
me.
That shit.
Hey, we need y'all to be inside, but we let it go. It's just a process, man.
Work with us, man. Come on. Don't squish them, man.
Don't squish them.
Don't squish them, man. These took long, man.
Damn, you just kill a mosquito in your house. The scientist comes running in. Oh, what the fuck?
That's my shit. I'm working on that.
Fucking B2G2, man. Me and Waleed, I think we ran into the first like smart robot, but in human form.
You ran into a humanoid?
What you mean?
A humanoid.
Is that what you call him?
Yeah. We ran into a humanoid.
Is that what you call him, or is that what it's called?
It
sound right?
It okay.
Android human? Humanoid?
Yeah,
humanoid.
All right.
Humanoid. Come on, get with me, man.
But why not just Android?
So, you're right.
It just don't sound right. I think of Dragon Ball
Z. I see it, though. You're right. It ain't just a Treyway.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we just walk in, and her responses were just, like, very... I felt like I was talking to AI.
It's automated?
Automated, yeah. Just, like, very... I'm just like, oh, how's your day going? Fine! Just so quick, I'm like, damn, nigga, think about it. I can't say anything to her.
Did she make any eye contact with you? Just fine.
I told her she caught me off guard, because we literally just walked in, and she just said, hey, like, what can I get you? And I was like, yo... First off, I need a second to breathe.
Yeah,
I just walked in.
Can we get two of those? Done.
I'm fucking high already. I'm like, fuck. Oh, yeah, I'm buying weed. Yeah.
You said a joke and she had a weird fucking response.
Oh, yeah. I told her. I forgot what I said. I just said like.
She just knew your name. Funny, Trey.
Whoa. I think I was making a joke about weed. I said something. And I was just like, I said maybe said like, let me get one of those. And she's like, okay, order. I'm like, no, I was just fucking around. Oh, so you look at me.
Got a joke on your stuff. Calibrated.
Thing
was,
is, that you,
weird,
you probably can't calibrate laughing. That's probably something they can't calibrate.
That's gonna be scary, man. The first robot that can laugh like sexy.
Oh, yeah, you're into that? No,
because laughter is like the thing that we attribute to like being superhuman. You know, that's right. Where it's a very human quality. Mm-hmm. So as soon as that they figure out that first sexy robot, that's like, fucking stupid.
Yeah, get your rizzed up and shit. That's a fact.
What's your version? That butt firm, nigga. You got that farmer back here.
This is the 2.0. Yeah, word. Yeah, I don't know, man. I can see some of my boys dating a robot. She's good. She's good.
The dirtbags and shit.
Yeah.
Always got to go, but never getting full stories and shit.
Yo, guys, I got to kind of jet, dude. I'm just fucking
touching. There's a lot of penis touching.
I got to go, bro. Yo, why do you have oil on you?
WD-40, motherfucker. What y'all think of this shit right here, man?
I came in here and asked you if you feel like I was an entity.
You just came in here and said
I literally came in here and said, do you feel like I'm hearing that people are telling you?
So come to me and ask me first.
You just did. Come to me first and ask me. Don't I literally just did the house we're in. We're in clown.
And then a lot of this.
Bro, what did I do? What did I do?
So what is this right now? What is it right now?
I did that. How did you pull up in here? I had a cat in my hand. I said, bro,
how did you pull up in here?
First of all, I'm asking your question.
How did you pull up in here? How did you pull up in here?
This argument's going nowhere.
This shit is so petty, dude.
Call me a clown again, bro. You're a clown. Call me a clown again. You're a clown.
All right, bet.
That what, Dick?
That what?
Dick goes back to folding socks. Fucking dumbass, bro. Little underwear. This is a very pointless argument.
Oh, bro, that's so petty.
I don't understand what the fuck is going on.
I went nowhere.
Fam.
I'm going to tell you what happened, bro.
You know the story?
The nigga knew he was wrong. No, I don't know the story, but he knew he was wrong. So he just tried to like take it somewhere else to like disrespect me. But it's like, bro, you're wrong. Just be wrong. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's like one of those when you like argue with your girl.
Yeah.
And then it starts to like unravel.
Yeah.
And then you both realize you don't have a point.
Yeah.
And you just start breaking down what the person just said. What are we talking about?
Exactly.
What do you mean I closed the door?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you did. You closed the door, I mean.
No, but I came in here to. Yeah, but if you came in here to say, you wouldn't have closed the
door.
Like
that. Like that.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you say it like that?
You just wait for one curse. You're a dumbass.
Wow.
Okay.
So I'm a dumbass now. Okay.
Well, this dumbass isn't hungry anymore.
When you hit that point, white guys are the best at that. Oh, so I'm stupid. I'm stupid. Okay, all right.
I can't even believe it. I can't believe you would say that.
Oh my god, we just told a story on a podcast earlier, maybe 100 episodes ago, honestly.
100?
Damn.
So 37?
We'll get to it.
Why did it just... All right, let me see where this goes.
I told Waleed it the other night, but it's a good white man joke. We're in No Frills. You left early, so I don't know if you know these Canadian things.
No, I don't.
No Frills. Mm. Okay, hold on. Before I get into that, what Canadian things do you know? Tim Hortons, right? You know what you're drinking.
Tim Hortons. I know Timmy Hoes.
Timmy Hoes.
I like that name.
Who's that?
Okay, Tim Hortons.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Catch it, brother.
TH. I know Timmy Hoes.
That's what's up.
I know about the Greater Toronto Area.
They may take your Toronto card from you. So I know. Stop asking.
Are they railing you at customs?
Hey. I know they had.
So we saw this podcast.
I know the Raptors was on the Rice Krispie box in like 93.
I'm about to Google that. I don't even think I knew that.
The Raptors? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man, I miss when we used to get CDs with cereal and shit, man. You used to get a DVD.
Oh, yeah,
pop that shit in.
Yeah.
Smash. You got Air Bud?
Not Air Bud, but I remember when cereal like came with cool shit.
Yeah. Bro, I got like Panic Room and like Count Dracula chocolate marshmallow cereal. Hell yeah.
That's
it was like
crazy.
The demographic did not match. It's like a children's cereal with a very adult movie and shit. It said viewer discretion on the cereal.
You're like, yes.
That's why dad was buying them shits. He just wanted to see Godfather.
Getting good movies and shit. All the cereal.
Godfather.
Again, Cheerios.
Just being cheap. Dad, can we rent a movie? No, just get the one in the cereal.
Open the Christmas, man. Open that.
It's the worst cereal, too. Many weeks, nigga.
But anyway, No Frills.
Anyway, so No Frills,
grocery store.
It's a cheap grocery store.
Okay.
Everything for low.
Everything's yellow, by the way.
No Name. That's
everything's
the brand.
Yellow. That's our whole thing.
Right.
You know No Name.
Yeah.
The brand.
That's the
all
one?
They, that's all they sell. Like,
okay.
That's not all they sell. They got some other shit in there. For
well,
sure.
At the time.
Yeah. Oh, at the time, they were just strictly No Name?
This was like,
Shit, man. Oh, some. About 50 Cent just dropped in the club.
50 okay. just dropped.
That's 03, 02 era.
10 era. That's where we're at.
Okay.
Word.
JT's hot. JT is hot.
He fresh
right
off
now.
The NSYNC. Yeah.
JT is
hot. Is it Backstreet
hot.
Boys or NSYNC he was in? Which one was
NSYNC.
It?
He's NSYNC.
He's the original white JT.
Now he has the CDs and shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sweet.
So we're leaving No Frills. Everyone has a cart full. We're checking out. And this guy, I was a kid, but he looked like a bigger white guy.
Yeah.
He's walking with his full cart. And I think he was leaving. And he had hit the back of my dad's foot. But the cart popped. So as a kid, I was like, ooh, that's some impact right there. Like, that was like a heavy little hit.
Basic physics.
So my dad kind of started freaking out. They're going back and forth. And now it's like getting to, like a fight's about to happen. So he's going back and forth, screams like, oh, man, what the fuck? The guy didn't say sorry to him or something like that.
Mm.
And then the guy tones down the argument. So it was at its peak.
De-escalating.
Yeah. He says, well, did it hurt? And my dad's like, yeah. Well, walked right into it. He said, yeah. Cry me a fucking river.
Fucking skated off.
All I heard is in my head. I'm like,
this gotta be racist.
I'm like, nope, nope. You want right into
bro, he set him up. He said, did it hurt? Yeah, maybe.
Well, cry me a like, Dad, I'm going to need you to lay down right here. We're going to chalk you out real quick.
Bro, I drove home that day. They got 8 years old right here. You got to have your comeback sharper, nigga.
He's looking out the window.
Just drive, man. Drive, man.
Bro.
God, it, man.
Fuck. Did we bring that up when your dad was here?
Fuck, dude.
No, we didn't.
We should have,
I was afraid to.
We should have.
Like, shut up, Trey.
You just look at your father a little bit different, man. I'm like, yeah. Dad, this is my security, man. This is like my, you know what I mean?
Bro,
my hero.
Yeah.
3 years old. Just
Dad, you should have. Come on, man.
I just got my stupid idiot.
Say something.
Yo, he had nothing for him.
Nothing, man. Because now your foot hurts. Your fucking soul hurts. Oh, man.
Crying me a fucking river is crazy, dude. Yeah.
It's number one on billboards.
That's
all. Like, oh, man. I've never heard something sharper than that.
Damn. Speaking of that era, man, I got this little video I'm enjoying right now, man. Them old R&B videos. Look how these niggas walking, man. You take them big old steps back in the day. The big ass walk, man. Slow, bro.
You walk wide. Your shoes should be like totally diagonal, man.
Yeah, honestly, that's pretty much it. I like just walk, man. Just that walk, man.
Oh,
come on, nigga, hurry up, man.
Yo, that's real talk.
Did you hit the big pants? Did the big hat pants hit you?
Oh, word.
What kind of? What's your T size back in the day, man?
Bro. I used to hit like the double X,
Nice.
I only fucked with white, black, or gray.
That's
what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
This guy looked at us and checked.
Yeah. Well, that's y'all too, right?
I got it.
And then pants, like not my waist size, least like two larger, you know, fucking ratchet strap belt.
Yeah, about to ask you wear a belt.
Fucking all the way
down here. Let me just make sure my pants don't fall. My knees.
Fucking belt is imprinted on the skin. I studs in my fucking cheeks.
You gotta roll. You gotta like separate the fucking belt hoop just so it doesn't look too crazy.
The pants just bunch together like this.
Yeah.
And then, bro, sometimes I used to tee it up with something crazy. I had all white Tims, bro.
Oh.
The polar bears?
Yeah.
Only Fat Joe had those.
Yeah.
They were like, they were white, and then the soles were black. Okay. They were crazy looking.
White
dude.
With the black
soles. What was the inspo, man?
I just remember seeing them, and I'm like, these are so stupid. Right. Gotta have them.
So, of course, you see a shoe, and you start to see the rest of your fit, and like how this, like, you imagine this. You superimpose these on yourself in your mind. So what was the outfit you saw when you saw the boots?
Because I had these crazy, like, like black South Pole jeans with like a white wash on them.
Yep.
So I was just going way too hard on it. Just like just a hard ass white and black top to bottom. Man. And then I remember I came to school and they're like, oh, what's up, Tic Tac?
Yo, they would just rip your fit apart, and you just like in your mind, you're building a song. Yo, this is my big break, man. This is me. And you know that life changing or that outfit that you thought was gonna be, you knew it was gonna be life changing.
Yeah,
so when I turn this corner, man,
it's over with.
It's almost worse when they don't say anything at all. Hey, what up, Jay?
Yeah,
you tell me you just walk by. Hey, what's up, Jay?
Just that day, that nigga come through fresher than you. Oh, damn, look at them sneaks. You just there, and like,
I walked. I didn't even take the bus today. I wanted this shirt to be crisp, motherfucker. You say shit.
Dog, I remember I was conflicted because I was never really a Tim's man.
Yeah.
I didn't have that pull to like.
I didn't have that money.
I didn't have that pull to get my dad's money.
Yeah,
you know
to get
what
the
mean?
Tim money.
He got
I saved up for mine.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. I remember his Tim box.
Ooh.
I was like, fuck, that's a big box, man.
Yeah.
Man.
I was the first pair of Tims in the family.
Yeah.
No, you know, probably my entire lineage.
Yeah.
I was the first nigga with Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, all day, man.
So
my dad ain't heavy. My grandpa ain't heavy.
Yeah.
As you go further back, you know, we get into some murky territories.
Yeah. Some other shit.
Damn. Racism was, but.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So then it's there's me. You know, I'm just there, conflicted.
Oh, man.
Damn, Ryan ain't had no Tims?
Nah, man.
Damn.
So this is where I was like, I got to switch the game.
What
on,
happened? happened after?
You went for the L's?
Tell me you got the lugs.
L's over the hills?
Tell me you got the lugs, man.
Dog, I represent a 5-star startup.
Yeah.
Where I go, man.
Oh, bro.
Caught the lugs. The shoebox, I'm going to be as new as. The shoebox is a big L.
Yeah.
Just one shoe and shoe two, nigga.
Nah, bro.
Wait, really?
No, nigga.
Okay, okay. I was about to
Google.
Birdman shoe.
Yeah, you open up one side.
Get the next one.
Bro.
Hey, don't steal that, though. That's a pretty good idea. I'm not going to lie. Bro. Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Oh, my God.
Because I couldn't get the Tims.
Yeah.
Because they were too expensive.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I got the lugs, and I thought they were so fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First day I came.
Niggas fried you up.
Oh, they gonna notice those.
Yeah.
They gonna notice those.
I never wore them again.
Yeah.
It's just such a, you're getting flamed. It's just so, you feel so helpless. You're getting flamed. You can't take these shoes off.
Yeah. I need them.
And you can't walk away. They'll roast you more. They go, look at them. Just standing there, just getting cooked up, turning red and shit. I'm gonna go period one.
I remember one time.
Take your ass to workshop with those shoes. Build a cabinet, stupid.
Yo. You get home. Shit.
You don't have to whip a boot off a couple times.
It's just stuck on your fucking toes. Your sock is like this afterwards.
Oh, your sock is just like, why'd you?
That's like a good like Arthur episode. Like you get bullied, you go home, and then you fall asleep. Birdman comes in your dream. Let them play, boy. How you think I started Young Money Cash Money? Fuck what they talking about, man. You do yours. I happened to find the last time you wore a V-neck, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I was there, too. I'm not going to lie, bro. This is a good time. Let me guess the year. Hold on. What year is this?
Give me that L. Let me hold it. Put it right here in my hand.
No, this was drip. This was drip at the time. When everybody was on their Miami shit.
You're clean.
Was this the wooden bead era?
Nah, man.
Maybe not.
Earlier.
What shoes are you wearing with this?
I'm fixing lugs right now.
Listen, let's leave it alone.
V-neck with the lugs, like, it's throwing me off, man.
Damn.
You're kind of clean, though, honestly.
I'm not lying, man.
Hey.
You're kind of clean.
I should have never, ever put on a V-neck.
Oh, bro. That whole era was horrendous.
Yeah. I don't know how,
I don't know, like, who was, like, can you remember the gangster
era?
Your key idols and shit, man. Yeah. Game wears a shirt like this. 50 wears shit like this. Game. Who's rocking V-necks?
Lil Wayne.
You right?
Lil Wayne.
You right?
Oh,
Lil Wayne.
The fuck? Yeah. Pretty Ricky.
I wasn't watching Pretty Ricky.
Like, a lot of New York rappers was wearing V-necks.
Yeah, Juelz
since,
and
like, ever.
Yeah. Fucking Jones.
You're right. Jones had the V-necks on.
Because then, like, you see them now, like, they're older.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mano and shit, like, they're, like, yoked, but they still have that same V-neck from like way back. V-neck from
I had this shit, nigga, since I dropped my first one.
Still clean.
This is my release party tee. Release party V-neck.
I can't do it today though. Like even if I got like D's, I couldn't do it.
It looks worse no matter how.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Smaller chest, bad nigga. Bigger chest. What are you doing, bro? I saw my older brother come through with the ultimate. Yeah, you know I mean,
yo,
the
ultimate. I know. I had it. I had it.
Capital V.
I had it. I had it. I had it too, bro.
It was a V body. The whole fucking body, nigga. Body. Nothing to do with your neck.
Literally, it might as well have been a cardigan.
Why you got the bookmark?
I googled it.
Hey, speaking of neck, man, what the hell is this?
You see me? I'm tall out here. You see me?
Hey, what's happening right now?
Yo,
is this your favorite memory from your Paris trip?
Yeah, man.
No. Wait, is that your neck for real?
Hell no! Man. You just get here, nigga.
He just got the extendo on his neck. He's like, oh yeah, shut this out.
You want that posture, A1? I'm actually 6'5".
That's some Men in Black shit right now.
I believe it.
That'd be a good neck for checking out TikTok. Say, babe, check this out. Your body's still like straight.
Oh my god, that's a good neck for the movies, man.
Honestly, I want to say the pose is A1. That's someone that's proud of his
business. That's strong. That's power, man.
Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't this the like the famous pose?
Yeah. Had to do it to him.
Had to do it to him. And this was before. You did it to him before they did it.
No. This was post. This was post.
Post, do it to him.
Post, do it to him.
Around this time, this is when people started talking about like the limb lengthening shit.
I didn't catch this wave.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it wouldn't apply to you.
My algorithm, it doesn't nigga.
You're not gonna buy this.
Yeah,
the algorithm was talking to me. So yeah, they would give it to you and it's like, no, double it, give it to the next guy. So I did. I lengthened my neck to be like,
yeah.
You see what I'm about?
I'm working on it.
That's what's up, man.
But some people believe this.
Me. because you could have just taken it from a lower angle and maybe really stretching.
Yeah, it could be your auntie. Good looking, good now.
Looking great.
Missed the joke.
Oh my god, thanks,
yo! This with the V body would look insane.
That would be crazy.
Holy
You'd be fuck. Out of there. Yeah,
you know, that's what's up.
With Pixar
the deep,
character
with the deep V, that's different stuff,
bro.
Yeah.
Man, what's the use for like sweater vests? What's the problem? Why would you ever need that? You know, the like, church sweaters, the cutoff, sleeveless sweater?
That's a good question. I finally saw, this is like the first person I encountered that would like actually wear that shit. It was in New York. It was weird. He had it over a t-shirt under a jacket. So I was laughing.
I don't know what he's preparing for.
Like. Yeah, but he was like, oh yeah, no. He's like, he goes, sweater vests are great, man, under something. And I'm like, so when you can't tell that it's a sweater vest, you know what I mean? Like,
Like
he's saying it's good when you can't tell what it is.
Yeah.
So what's the, why don't you just not wear it?
I know. That's what he's basically saying. Like,
so what is the benefit of it?
He's like, I already have it, so you know.
I
might as well put some use to it.
What's a sweater vest?
It's dope when you don't wear it.
Sweater vests are great for leaving them on the bed.
Yeah.
Leaving your house not wearing them.
Yeah, no, I like a sweater vest.
I wear this to like a little formal joint.
With what? What, just blank?
I put a polo underneath.
In Italy, I'd wear that.
Nice.
Nobody knows you.
No one knows me. I'll try new shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
That is the dopest part about traveling. You wear some crazy ass shit and you're like, hey.
This is it, babe. No pictures today. Do not put me on your story. Whatever you wear.
Let me try this out. Just for us right now.
Chill tonight, man.
You get no comment from her and shit.
Yeah.
Let me go back upstairs.
You come out ready for dinner? All right, let's go.
Oh, that's the start of the petty argument right there, dude.
And you're like, oh, you looking nice, girl. Just, oh, thanks.
Okay.
All right, bad nigga. Be back.
I'm going to go upstairs real quick.
As you're walking upstairs, she's like, just like high school. You're like, oh.
Don't go there.
Hitting the stomach by a low blow.
You ever been like physically? Nah, not physically.
Whoa.
Coming like this, dude. Like,
you ever been fucking? Your teeth go up. You ever been fucking physically?
No, because sometimes you'll try something and like there's nothing. like when I have something on and you're telling me that doesn't work on me.
Oh.
And it's on you?
It's a physical blow, man. Yeah, I remember one time I was wearing, you know, hats are in, man, snapbacks, all of this.
Not right now. Like, you fucking way late. You late to the party. You got a hat on.
Hats are in.
Snapbacks. You talking about, yeah.
No, like this is like Dipset era and then going into snapbacks.
Oh, this is 59s.
This is before snapbacks.
This is like on the news and shit. Like it's a national epidemic. Hats.
They're going fucking crazy. So I went to Buffalo. I already got my drip.
Okay.
We used to go to Buffalo, leave Toronto, go to Buffalo and get drip.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Buffalo, Philadelphia.
Wow.
Big jerseys.
Walden Galleria, get your drip.
They had all the sizes.
Okay.
So I'd go there. I got my hat. So it's like.
You committed to this shit.
I got my, like, bro.
You got on a train.
My dad drove me. I have my, I guess, like, let's say my spending budget of, like, what I can go over and whatever. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, so five white tees, one jersey.
Got two.
Five hats, one pair of shoes.
One pair of shoes. Your dad always thinks you wasted your money at the end of the trip. Damn, nigga. He's got no pants. You're like, oh, shit, I don't.
Remember one year I bought all shorts?
It was September,
so I was fucked by October.
Yeah, nigga, you got 2 weeks.
Grade 9 drip. I'm
to
like,
get
yo,
these shorts
damn,
on.
That shit is horrible, bro. And your parents are like, go ahead.
I remember one year I didn't buy a backpack. I just used my old backpack. By the middle of the year, the strap bust.
Yeah, both hands.
Fucked up.
You just hold your backpack. It's all right, bro. I'm out.
All right, bro. Head nods.
Hey, my kicks is good, though. Yeah. Clean.
Yeah. Oh, that one arm. Just got just swole as fuck.
Damn, Sheldon. Yeah.
Oh, shoulder big as shit.
You want to know how I did this? Yeah.
Backpack.
She's kicks, nigga.
So I bought all my fitteds, man, and I go to school.
Damn, you bought more than one?
I bought like five, maybe.
Nice. Good rotation.
Yeah, I had a good rotation, different colors.
No clothes, all hats.
All hats, man. Fuck it.
Naked as hell.
Yeah, the hat gonna speak for the drip, you know what I mean? So I didn't need it. So then I go to school. I think my brim was this way, like a little bit off to the right.
Nice.
This was an intentional hat tilt.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, I knew I was going to walk into the cafeteria and niggas would say, damn, Trey, kill him again.
Damn, Trey, you don't give a fuck, bro. What up?
That's what you're going for. Sent us some comments like, oh, shit, Trey, summer changed you. I've been gone all summer.
I went to Buffalo real quick.
What's the deal, man?
Kind of backhanded. Oh, damn, Trey, you really don't give a fuck. What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, fuck, what do you mean? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Let me see you, better. So, what's this?
Holy shit.
I'm expecting all that. Expecting, you know what I mean, the comments and shit. And my dog just says, yo, you look like you drive a truck.
He took both his fists.
Yeah.
Nigga went up.
Fucking got my hat off.
Holy fuck.
Never wear a fitted again, man. I was dumb with
fitted.
Holy. That's what it is, man.
Do you just have them in like the top of your closet? Yeah. You're like,
Wait for the dad switch schools, nigga.
I'll try again.
As we went to Italy and shit, nigga, I'm gonna rock. Make it work in Italy.
Hey, they know what the fuck. They didn't know the shit I was on, man.
And I know you bought them fitteds big as hell, too.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of shake room and shit.
Yeah.
You gotta keep turning it back this way.
Man. It's always nice to, like, be the man where it ain't too many, like, of the men, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So maybe you're in Italy for real or on vacation.
Yeah.
Not too many cool fellas and shit. Yeah. So you're, like, the coolest now.
Yeah.
But at home, you're, like, one of the lower rankings.
Yeah.
But you just out there, dude, where'd you get your hat? Oh, yeah, it is. Buffalo. Buffalo. The coolest nigga for 1 week.
Man, you beat that up.
Yeah, nah, thanks.
Buffalo.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had a rough childhood, man, just trying to find my dripping life, man.
Right.
No, I was about to say, that's the, I feel like it's a common thing now for people our age to like go back and look what their parents did. Mm-hmm. I think the most egregious shit they did was to trust us to pick our own clothes. Mm. And I get it. Like, they didn't want to hear us complain.
Yeah.
But that's horrendous to be like, all right, man, you got $200.
Yeah.
Pick it out. You just come back. Right. Oh, yeah, let me get this neon green. You know, weird-ass pants. Yeah.
They're going to go crazy together. Yeah. Oh,
I'm going to put this orange shirt with the purple hat. Dad, look.
Yellow shoes.
You know what I'm thinking? All the primary colors.
She going to wink. That's all I'm saying. She going to wink.
But I literally remember like not being able to just like understand, you know, I was counting, I could count and shit, but like not like that, and like how to budget and shit. So I'm just running through my 200, my 20, 40,
yep.
Oop. 60. I thought I had 200, nigga. My one thing.
Yeah.
That shit was heinous, man.
Heinous.
Heinous.
That's a good word to use, man.
New word on the show. Heinous. All right. Close to another word?
Yeah.
What? All good.
Painous?
Anus?
Anus.
You know, I just realized everyone else here, they're not getting the full extent of the humor.
The mic clipping?
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Come on, bro. Comedic effect.
Yeah.
Speaking of painous.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh shit. No way.
This is why Sheldon said no tricks at Hibachi Grill.
Let me.
Oh, he's like blushing.
He's like,
yeah. Damn, bro, let me get that.
I think we're boys.
Honestly, you throw a filet mignon at me, man. Leave it there. That's a crazy fucking screen grab.
He's not even the chef. That's just his boy.
Yeah, what if his hand went under the meat?
He has no belt on him. Easy, man. And he has cheese on. What is that? A fucking, what's on his
piece
pants?
Of rice?
Holy ew, man. Shit, man!
Yeah, I'm done with Hibachi Grills, man.
You see the one with the mom? Just like,
oh yeah, I saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Dude, just going crazy.
Did you see that? What's that?
Bro, I don't know if I can. I'm just gonna find it, man.
Never taking my mother out of the bus again.
Should be doing it hard.
Hey, man.
Oh, what?
No,
bro. For bro. So long, she doesn't quit.
Wait, that's a shot.
I respect she took the glasses off though.
No, it's like not even going to her mouth. It's just like, oh, no.
The blouse is over with. You gotta take that off.
This is milk.
What is that? I don't know what it is. You know,
is that cooking oil?
I'm not. I don't know.
That's canola. That's what they do. The sauce.
Her heartbeat would be going slow, man.
Slow down. You know what a wets is? Someone says, yo, let me hold the wets.
No.
You left too early.
Yeah,
break it down for a man. So, this is 07 lingo.
You guys know what a wets is.
Cash, you know what a wets is?
Hold up.
I don't know what a wets is.
All right, buzzy.
Wets.
So, you have a drink right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, hey, Noah, let me get a wets off of that.
That's like just like a waterfall?
There it is.
So,
quick story behind that. I'll never forget it. This guy. Grade 7, and this one wets was at its all-time fucking high, man. So I have a water bottle like that. He says, yo, Trey, let me get a wets off that. I'm like, all right, cool. Usually people do the wets and they hold the water in the mouth like that, and they say, mm-hmm. I mean, thank you. That's a thank you, you know? Mm-hmm. This nigga did the wets but was drinking as he was waterfalling.
Okay.
So I'm like, you're getting more of the wets.
That's not a wets.
That's what I saw the wets up here. Because everyone else just move, finish up. All right, here, you good, bro.
No one
but then when
do
you
that.
Start glunking your shit,
that's great.
Just like finishing it.
Thievery.
New update, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than when there to be wet in the shit and you looking close and shit like, touched her lips again. Pretty sure this is gay now.
Yeah. We kiss, man. We kiss.
Smoke a spliff.
That was good. Water bottles? No, man.
Oh, that's the nasty shit. I've never been able to just smoke in a rotation.
Really?
I just can't. Like, when I see the shit.
Yeah.
Just when gotta, I see.
Yeah.
In those situations, there's always just a person who just fucking.
Yeah. Everyone's being a little bit nice to and shit. Yeah. Oh, my man, you wet this shit.
I can't do it, man.
Put a little fire on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's the funniest shit. But some taste it like, yeah.
It was disrespectful.
Just, nah.
Again, insecure and shit. Like, oh, shit.
I seen someone, I did that to someone once. It was the first time I ever seen it, so I'm lighting it, just trying to dry it. They said,
No, I'm good.
I'm cool. I'm dead.
Yo,
I want to say one of my boys when he smokes to other people. I want to say, I like now it's hitting me. I feel like when we were younger, he would always go like this.
I do that.
Yeah. Damn, I just realized that he did that. Damn,
that's pretty genius.
That's
man.
What I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like consider it smoking. Now other people and shit.
Yeah,
I hit the fucking hover sometimes.
My fingertips.
I just turn the dick.
Yeah,
I'm good. Smoke the back of it.
The back of it. Shit, yeah.
I'll just take the steam. Yeah. Let's wrap this up with the ring camera moment of the week, man.
Yeah, let's do that, please.
Check
please.
This shit out, man. It's kind of
please tell me this is a 3-year-old just hitting you up. Let's go.
Bro, why aren't you stopping?
We have so much time.
This is a choice.
This nigga's playing too much Grand Theft Auto. You thought it was going to smash
up? Yeah, maybe he thought it was going through. Yeah.
You just saw enough with J-Lo, nigga.
What was he trying? What's the plan?
I don't know, man.
Oh my god.
He's probably
god,
off that Super bro. Mario pack.
Yeah.
Super Mario
yeah,
Racing.
Yeah, he went the blunt.
So who's Secret Entrance? That's you goes to another realm, nigga.
Oh my god, entrance. Dude. This sounds like someone like did a sound effect for that. Like they just watched and they drop like a ton of pants.
Yeah.
Bro, your only next word after that is the only thing you can say, like just whatever wind is left.
You know, you know, none of them niggas is there. you're crawling away, bro. I've been there, man.
Oh my god, man. I hope that kid is straight, man. Yeah. I hope you're all right, man. He probably straight.
For sure.
Listen, man. What a wholesome episode.
Yeah, as always.
Noel, man, thank you for coming through and riding with us, man.
Of course, man.
Oh, you forgot your childish donut. I mean,
oh, shit. Let me get that.
You'll know which one is it. Let me see if you picked the right one, man.
Let me see if I know which one's for me.
Yeah, see what direction his eyes light up.
Waleed took one, so that's why there's five in there. So he took it early, man.
Yo, dog.
Which one's you? Oh, you know exactly.
I will go to that one, too.
Bitch, you know the birthday cake.
Yeah, I will go to that one, too. That looks crazy.
What's the little eggs in there?
Yeah, mini eggs, man. Yeah. Oh, can you give us, like, something to put on a soundboard?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, now I want to do a...
Look nice.
Thank you. We got it. We got that. We got what we needed, man. Listen, man, it's been a stunning episode of the Random
Show. I don't know when you're
going
to use that.
Oh, no, it'll come in handy.
We'll try it for... we'll figure it out. Fuck.
Another swell episode, man. Random Order Show, episode 137. My man, Noel Miller in the building. Amen.
Yeah.
It's been very swell, man. Y'all got some homework to do, man. Give us a 5-star stunner rating. Apple Podcast, Spotify.
Give it to them.
Let the people know why you rock.
Run it up.
The RO Show. Amen. Run it up.
Please.
RandomOrder.org, man. Latest and greatest content. Amen. Little merch. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Go get it.
Yeah. All the good stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Man, you got to leave the people with something, man. Whatever it is, man. Whether it's
words of wisdom, whatever you want to do.
Listen, man. Don't buy all white shoes.
No reason?
No. Let me take it back. If you're going to wear white Tims, make sure you got the white jeans and the white tee to match.
Amen. And it got to be the same white.
Yeah.
There's different type of white.
Yeah, there is.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.